Welcome, welcome, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Rob Zicari Show. I'm your wonderful and spectacular host, Rob Zicari. And, of course, we are live another day and another huge win. Well, where do we begin? Where to begin? Do we have a lot of I told you so's? Well, where do we begin? That's the question. Where do we begin? A lot of, it's just a lot of I told you so's. As you know, or maybe you don't know, maybe you're late to the party, but Donald Trump is not only won Indiana, but essentially locked up the nomination. Yes, he locked up the nomination because not only did he have a huge, and I mean huge win last night, but Ted Cruz, yes, Ted Cruz has gotten out of the race. He has, as they would say, suspended. That's what they call it, suspend the campaign. He suspended his campaign. He did. He suspended his, and he punched his wife in the face and then gave her an elbow, but we'll get to that. Did you guys had to have seen that? You had to have seen. It was all over the web. It was on television. Does he punch? It was a right cross followed by a elbow. It was very UFC like. So we know that Ted Cruz spanks his kids. That we know, because he threatens to spank other people's kids. And he apparently is a pretty good mixed martial artist. He's got the punch and then the elbow. So Ted Cruz suspends his campaign. And now we're learning that in about an hour, Pancake Eater himself, John Kasich, will be suspending his campaign. It's over, folks. It's over. It is 100% over. And even the Never Trump people last night refused. They just refused to admit it was over. They actually were clinging on to Kasich, which is kind of funny. They were clinging on to the fact that Kasich didn't drop out and that he was hanging in there. He was hanging in there. But now with Kasich on the verge of suspending his campaign, it's done. It's over. It's absolutely over. The dream of the contested convention, the Never Trump people, the secret Never Trump people like Hugh Hewitt. We talk about Know Nothing Hewitt all the time on this show. But Hugh Hewitt not only was convinced that there would be a contested convention, but he was also 100% convinced that Ted Cruz would win the nomination. So, contested convention, and he would win the nomination. So, Hugh Hewitt is 0-2. Yes, Hugh Hewitt is 0-2. Man, I wish I had the time today to just Hewitt's on in the morning, so I already missed him. But regardless, I could still listen to a replay later on in the day, but I don't have the time. I don't have the time to listen to Hewitt. I don't have the time to listen to Levin. Levin's got to be just beside himself. I don't have the time to listen to Glenn Beck and his stooges, the morons on his program. I mean, these people are beside themselves. Like I said, Hewitt is more of the secret Never Trump. He was just 100% sure it was going to a contested convention where Ted Cruz had won. And he would repeat that over and over. He's also the person would constantly talk about strategic voting. Get out there and strategically vote. Get out there, and if you want to stop Trump, you got to vote for Cruz where Cruz can win. You got to vote for Kasich where Kasich could win. I mean, think about the concept of having a nominee that gets the nomination by swaths of people not liking that person. Because that's the concept of the Hugh Hewitt crowd. That was the concept. So Ted Cruz can't win in New York or Pennsylvania. Can't win there. That means the Republicans in that area don't like Mr. Cruz. So everybody needs to get behind Kasich. Everybody needs to get behind Kasich, because ultimately that will block Donald Trump's path to nomination. And then, of course, they could have a contested convention and give the nomination to somebody with millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and millions of less votes. Remember, folks, I told you weeks ago, hell, maybe months ago, there wasn't going to be a contested convention. I told you, there wasn't going to be a contested convention. This primary season was going exactly according to plan as far as voting, as far as states won. The people that were trying to create this other alternate universe were the Hugh Hewitts and the SC Cups and the Mark Levins and the Murphys and the Krautheimers and the Rhodes. They were trying to create this alternate universe. They were trying to convince people there was this grassroots movement, this drive to not vote for Trump, anybody but Trump, yada, yada, yada. But it was really just about 100 to 150 pundits, radio people, bloggers. Those were the Never Trump people. It wasn't this huge movement. We would do the breakdowns. We would do the breakdowns. Every day we would do the breakdowns as each primary closed, as it finished, as the voters voted. We would do the breakdowns. We would say, listen, in 2012, Romney had this many votes. In 2008, McCain had this many votes. Here, 2016, Trump has this many votes. Trump is out numbering. He's getting more votes than McCain. He's getting more votes than Romney. Why is no one talking about this? Why are people trying to forget history? Why am I listening to the Mark Levins talk about Lincoln and Douglas, Adams? What? Why? Why are they just not bringing up 4 years ago? This is bizarre to me. This is absolutely bizarre. Absolutely bizarre. Beyond bizarre. It's like supercalifragilistic bizarre. And again, last night, Trump beat Romney. Let me give you the totals. In 2012, on May 8th, in Indiana, Mitt Romney got 410,000 votes, followed by Ron Paul, who got 98,487 votes. And then Rick Santorum got 85,000, followed by Newt Gingrich with 41,000. That was May 8th. Now, last night, Donald Trump finished with 590,000. Ted Cruz had 405,000. And John Kasich had 83,000. So once again, just like last week in Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Connecticut, Trump beat the numbers of the 2012 Republican nominee. He also beat the numbers of the 2008 Republican nominee. Once again, Republican primary voters are doubling the numbers from 2012. The turnout is record. It is literally record. Again, just roughly add these numbers. Romney, 410,000. Ron Paul, 98,000. Santorum, 85,000. Newt Gingrich, 41,000. You're looking, give or take, 600,000. If you add 410 to 98, you're basically at a half a million. Throw in 85 and 41, you're basically at a little over six and change. A jump to 2016, last night, Trump 590, Cruz 405, Kasich 83, you're over a million votes. So you have a million votes and you have 600,000 votes. So you have an uptick of 400,000 people. That's huge. That's huge. So every single primary, every single week, every single calendar date, I'm the one that's been comparing it to 2012 and 2008. No one else has. The Limbus haven't. The Levains haven't. Beck, Hewitt, Prager, Medved, ay, ay, ay. What a loser this guy is, Medved. They all pretend that there was never a 2012 and another 2008. And there never was. It was only Lincoln. It's only Lincoln. That's how they would do their shows. But you have to. You have. If you're going to play with history, especially when you go, you know, Trump's numbers, he's the most unpopular front runner in the history. If you're going to bring up obscure numbers like that, well, since this has been conducting it in this poll, and that, he's the weakest. He's the no. You can't say that. And once again, last night proved that Trump is the strongest candidate. Forget, listen, we'll get to these hypotheticals, okay? Because that's the new thing. The new thing is, okay, so he won the nomination. Big deal. He won. He's going to get slaughtered in the general. Hillary Clinton's going to hammer him. Did you see the poll numbers? Did you see that? We'll get to that later. Just remember, all these people that are saying Trump is going to get slaughtered by Hillary Clinton are all the same people that said Trump was nothing more than a Herman Cain. Of course, nobody wants to remind any of these people that for a year, practically a year, they've been wrong about Trump every single day. Every single day they've been wrong. But now they're right about Trump and Hillary. And nobody calls them out. Once in a while, someone will say, well, you know, you did say, and they'll go, yes, I'll admit, I was wrong. I thought it was a summer fling. But now I'm right. Now my opinion, now my wisdom is spot on. Not now I'm right, man. Trump's going to get crushed. Oh, okay. But you weren't right up to this point. No. But I'm right now. I'm right now. I'm right now. I was wrong before, but I'm right now. It's amazing. All these people that were wrong are all right now. No contested convention. Like I said, ultimately, this race was going the way of 2012 and 2008. I would bring up who was still in the race at this point in 2012, at what point they dropped out. When you heard the Karl Roves and the SE Cups and these people saying, oh, well, normally at this point, Mitt Romney had it locked up. No, he didn't. Matter of fact, it was right around this point, this exact point, give or take a week, when the RNC put out a tweet, or I should say, put out a statement declaring Romney the presumptive nominee. Listen, I'm a great fact checker, okay? I'm not like the Pragers and the Medveds and the Levins. I'm a pretty good fact checker. Go look back in the timeline of Romney and the nomination. Give or take a week, the RNC put out the statement that said Mitt Romney was the nominee. He was the presumptive nominee. Well, Last night, May 3rd, Rance Priebus sent out a tweet that said Donald Trump is the presumptive nominee. Just like 2012. When everybody was saying, oh, this is Mitt Romney. And I said, guys, this point 4 years ago, Gingrich dropped out. And I would say Gingrich is like Cruz or vice versa with Santorum and Ron Paul. I would point this out to you guys, but nobody would listen to me. No one would listen to me. I would point this out. I would say, guys, do you understand when you're hearing the Karl Roves and the other individuals saying all these things? It's BS. They're wishing for things. I called it field of dreaming. If I wish it, if I wish it every day for a month on that 30th day or 31st day, depending on which month it is, what I'm wishing for will appear. And then they open their eyes and they go, damn, it didn't happen. They go, it did not happen. Did not happen. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Did not happen. Double damn it. Now what? Now what do we do? Now what do we do? Matter of fact, with Kasich getting out, Trump has locked up the nomination and cleared the field quicker than Romney did in 2012. The field wasn't cleared yet back in 2012. It wasn't. It wasn't, guys. I know all you... I know all the Trump haters. It sickens your stomach to hear this, but it's the truth. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Ron Paul was still lingering. Ron Paul was still lingering 4 years ago. At this time, everybody hadn't gotten out of the race. This time, 4 years ago, everybody hadn't got out of the race. Think about this. Trump locked up the nomination quicker than Hillary Clinton. Again, this time, 4 years ago, Romney was still battling it out with Paul. And 4 years before that, Hillary and Obama were still battling it out. So Trump has locked up the nomination quicker than Hillary this year and quicker than Obama in 2008, quicker than McCain, and quicker than Romney. But yet, he's the weakest candidate. He's the worst candidate. He has no shot. Remember the other one? He's got a ceiling. His ceiling is 20%. He'll never get over 20%. Well, his ceiling is 25%. His ceiling will never get over 25%. Okay, well... okay, well, 75%. of the Republican Party doesn't like him. Because he's only at 25%. That means 75% don't like him. Okay. But there's six people in the race. Exactly. This time, 4 years ago, all of these people wouldn't have been in. Well, that's a lie. That's a lie. Sorry, but that's a lie. Then it got to 30%. Then it got to 35%. Well, the minute the field is cleared and they can coalesce around Marco Rubio, Trump's numbers will go down. Okay? He just got slaughtered in his own home state. All right, now they have to clear the field. Remember, it was you got the field has to clear because then everybody will coalesce around an establishment candidate. That didn't work. Then everybody needed to clear the field because they would coalesce around Ted Cruz, a true conservative. That didn't work. Then everybody would strategically vote and they would get behind Ted Cruz and then John Kasich and then that. Everything that everybody said would happen hasn't happened. Everything everybody said would happen would not happen. Trump has locked up the nomination before Hillary Clinton, before Obama did, before McCain, before Romney. He has now gotten more votes in a Republican primary than any other candidate in history. More votes than any other candidate in history. History! No. People want to ignore that. People want to ignore that. Like it just, no. Yeah. It didn't happen. Didn't happen. It's just a field of dreams, a field of political dreams. That's it. It's a field of political dreams. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. The field of political dreams. Field of political dreams. That's what the Never Trump crew and so forth and so on. We wish it didn't happen. Remember, I told you, Cruz would get out. We actually didn't post the story from yesterday because my writer, who I've been trying to get a hold of since we've been on the air, I've been emailing, telling him to check connections and check the radio feed because we have a new mic, but I still feel like there's things going on, but apparently he doesn't check his emails. Yeah, he doesn't check the emails. But we were going to do the article yesterday when I broke down what it meant going into that primary for Cruz and Kasich and everything that was invested into that campaign as far as Carly Fiorina doing a pick that ultimately hadn't been done since 76 with Reagan, which Reagan lost. I mean, everything I said has come true. Everything I said has come true. And at the end of the bit yesterday, I made a prediction, and that prediction was Cruz would lose, and then he would get out of the race. He would lose and then get out of the race because you can't blow your load. Okay? You can't just leave it all on the table, just everything. Everything you got. We talked about the money, we the gimmicks, and then you get hammered. Not just a little hammering, but you get hammered. I mean, when you almost lose by 20 points in a state where you had the governor on your side, you had a strategic voting game with Kasich and talk show host Hewitt. You know, you had the whole, you vote for me here, you don't vote for me there, I'll go here, you go there. You got the phantom Carly Fiorina pick. I'm going to pick my vice president. Even though I have virtually no shot at the nomination, the only shot I have is a contested convention. And even that's a long shot because I'll be millions and millions of votes behind. All of these things. All of these dreams and hopes and I mean, please. Please. Cruz had to win or get out. You can't continue. And that's exactly what happened. That's exactly what happened. You don't continue once you've blown your load in Indiana. Once you leave it out on the table, it's done. Over. So, now where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? That's the question. I'm serious. That's the question. And we're going to take a break. Just a quick break. Okay? We're going to take it. Because I want to kind of break down some concepts that, of course, the Never Trump people, because they're never going to give up. They really aren't. The Never Trump people are never, the confused Tim Miller, the unhealthy Katie Packer, the very, very sad, pathetic Mike Murphy. They're never going to stop. They're actually going to work against Donald Trump and the Republican Party. Ben Shapiro is actually going to work against Donald Trump and the Republican Party. So I want to do a little number crunching. I want to break down some things because, of course, no one's going to do it on CNN. No one's going to do it on NBC. Nobody's going to do it even on the radio. I don't hear people doing it. I'm the only one. Me. Little old me. Sitting in a teeny tiny studio. Talking on the radio like a putz. Podcaster. Ay, ay, ay. But anyways, we're going to break down and crunch some numbers. But just to leave you with a little something, okay? Just to leave you with a little something. When you hear people talk about, wait till they spend the money against Donald Trump. Wait till the Democrats. Wait. Like money hasn't been spent already? Something to the tune of $90 million has been spent on attack ads $90 million on attack ads against Donald Trump. $90 million. And there was something like $6 million spent in Indiana alone. $6 million. Half of that from Ted Cruz, and the other half from the unhealthy Katie Packer and confused Tim Miller crowd. $6 million. With all of these attack ads, Trump still outperformed Mitt Romney and John McCain. So with that being said, why all of a sudden is it going to work against Donald Trump in support of Hillary Clinton? If it didn't work for Ted Cruz or Jeb Bush, why is it going to work for Hillary Clinton? Why is it going to work for Hillary Clinton? And that concept that you're playing to now outside of the Republican Party doesn't really hold up, because ultimately that theory would also have to work and you have to apply it to Democrats. Democrats will vote for Democrats. Republicans will vote for Republicans. That ultimately is what people say and what they mean when they're talking about the attack ads. It's to the Republican Party. Well, you're also going to have swaths of people that are Democrats that are never going to vote for a Republican. So again, these attack ads have to appeal to people that are not Republican and are not Democrats, because hardened Democrats and hardened Republicans are going to vote for Hillary and Trump regardless. They vote their party. And as you saw with that concept, these attack ads didn't do anything to the Trump support as far as bringing out new people. And those new people technically are who is supposed to be affected by those ads. And it wasn't. So why is Hillary Clinton's ads going to? There's nothing Hillary Clinton and her crew are going to throw out there that hasn't been thrown already. They're going to throw out quotes from Donald Trump and things he said about women. It's already been done. $6 million in Indiana. And Ted Cruz got annihilated. Annihilated. John Kasich didn't even register. John Kasich didn't even register. Imagine if they didn't have the Unholy Alliance. Imagine if they didn't have the Unholy Alliance. Ted Cruz would have got crushed even more. Instead of getting 35% of the vote, Ted Cruz might have gotten 25% of the vote. He might have gotten 25. Kasich would have got 17. And they would have looked weaker than they already look now. Well, at least Cruz would have looked weaker than he already does. Kasich would have looked stronger. It's amazing.